Hi, I'm Chanel, one of the journalists here at Manx Radio. It's that time of the year when the nights are cold and dark, and if you have a fire, you'll no doubt want to get it lit and make yourself warm and cozy. But if you don't mind me asking, when was the last time you swept your chimney or flue? It's something the Isle of Man Fire Service is worried about after being called out to a number of incidents caused by unswept chimneys. I've been talking to Fire Safety Officer David Dallimore.
We understand, obviously, there is cost of living issues happening at this moment in time, but we want people to be as safe, you know, as they can be in their homes. And we're here to offer any sort of advice that we can give them to be able to do that.
Right. And in terms of advice, what is it?
We tend to find that people tend to use coal or solid fuel burning fires a little bit more during the winter months if they're trying to save. If that happens, then we would recommend that they make sure they've had their chimney swept. There may be an initial cost for having a chimney swept, but if you did have a fire, the cost of that would, you know, obviously be much, much worse than that. And but we can't stress that enough this time of year. We do get a lot of properties where they start up those coal or log burning fires and they haven't had the chimney swept and they ultimately have a chimney fire.
Right. And in terms of maybe ensuring that the fire alarms are working, do you have anything on that?
Yeah, that's a really good question, actually. Very recently, the fire service, we restarted our prevention team up. And one of the things that we do offer is a free home safety visit. Now, this is free. We'll come to your home. We'll make sure that your home is fire safe. And if necessary, we'll fit smoke detection for free as well.
Do you guys foresee that we could have maybe an increased number of calls ahead or during the winter months?
It's difficult to predict. We do get calls during the winter months. We can have fires, we have chimney fires, as I've said, you know, can't stress enough about making sure your chimney is swept. We have had issues around electric blankets, I know we touched on it before. And with electric blankets, you know, what we would go and stress is that try and get them checked if you can by some sort of qualified engineer every 3 years. And if not, make sure they're replaced anywhere from 5 to 10 years. What I would go and stress on that is there was some research on that from Columbia University, and actually 99% of fires that involve electric blankets of electric blankets that are 10 years or older. So, you know, that just highlights the importance of making sure that you do change them.
Is that a concern for you? Because I know you mentioned electric blankets, and with the cost of living, everything's going up. So yep. A lot of people are going to stop or try or avoid putting their heating on.
Yep.
We're seeing it on the Heat and Eat groups. We're seeing it on yep. Facebook groups where people are actually going out and looking for electric blankets.
Yeah.
Do we need to educate people a little bit more about it?
Yeah, a lot of the time it's just about being sensible. You know, don't buy secondhand blankets. If you can, like I said, get them checked by someone who's qualified, competent, some sort of technician every 3 years. And, if you can't do that, because it can be difficult to find the people who do that, make sure that we're changing them probably anywhere between 5 to 10 years. If people are unsure about things they're going to do in the winter, though, you know, and they do have those concerns, as I've said, we do offer free home safety visits. And ideally, we want to go to the people who are vulnerable, people who have concerns, to make sure they are safe in the home.
Do we find people lighting candles or leaving candles lit or anything during the winter?
Yeah, people lighting candles tends to happen more often in the winter. You know, it is something that happens more often. And again, our advice on that is it's around that being sensible. Make sure that it's stored in something that's correctly. Use a candle holder if you can, and never leave them unattended.
Is there any other things that the fire service has picked up that people resort to that could be putting them in harm's way?
I think the big one for us is the coal and the log burners, those sort of fuel burning fires. Just making sure that, I know times are difficult, but making sure that your chimney has been swept. You know, every year, around about this time of year when we start, like you said, the colder weather comes in, people start to go and light the fires, we tend to have chimney fires, and that's because the chimney hasn't been swept.
Can that also lead to carbon monoxide poisoning?
Yeah, that's a really good point, actually. We would recommend that people have a carbon monoxide detector. They probably cost about £5 to £10. You can get them from any sort of hardware store. It's something that, you know, it's sensible to have.
Anything else you'd like to add or you'd like to say?
No, I think that's it. Other than to stress, you know, that we are here to help. You know, we can come round. We can go and offer a free home fire safety visit. You know, if you do want to go and get in touch with us and book that, you know, our number is 647-300. Get in touch with us. We want to make sure everyone's safe as they can be over these winter months. And, you know, we're here to help you.
And any tips for people, tips or advice? Cost-effective ones, maybe?
Just things like just being sensible, really. You know, if you do have an electric blanket, make sure it's on a timer. you know, make sure you don't sleep with it on. They're the kind of tips that we would give out.
If there is a person that uses it, what's the longest? Should they run it for half an hour, warm the bed, and then put it off each day?
I would have a look at the manufacturer's guidelines, you know, what it goes and says to go and use it for. I definitely, you know, we don't recommend that people sleep with them on. You know, we don't recommend that at all. Yeah, the key thing for electric blankets is if they're getting old, if they're anything over 5 years, then you need to be thinking about potentially replacing them.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.